Will I believe you when you say your hand will guide my every way? Will I receive the words you say every moment of every day? Will walk by faith?
There you go, Faith. There's a song just for you.
Walk
by faith.
Not about me.
No, not about you. I said just for you.
Oh, okay.
It's Jeremy Camp. He's singing live from Disney World. It's
cool.
Pretty cool. Called Walk by Faith. What?
When was that?
This year.
Cool.
Last year, 2007.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, that's not loud. What happened?
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got to shuffle on the radio with Brad Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Well, what we have here is failure to communicate. Me and Faith gonna air some dirty laundry right here. Right here on this show.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People, radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Brian Bridges. And there's a wonderful thing out there called Netflix. And me and Faith have been using it for a couple of years now.
Uh-huh.
And it rocks. I mean, it is really cool. It's got everything that you would want in a web-based movie rental store type business.
Yes. Everything.
You can watch stuff online. You can put stuff on your list that hasn't even out yet. You can put wish list things on there.
Documentaries.
And
Faith and
workout
Family.
Videos.
And yeah, I like that.
Faith and Family. Oh, lots of Christian movies. We're finding lots of good Christian movies out there. And we just finished Peter and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. It was an older movie. Probably done in the 70s, you think, or 80s?
It was done probably like 80s. 82, I think is what it said.
And Anthony Hopkins played Paul.
It was very good.
It was good.
And now what was the other one we saw where Paul was played? The Final Inquiry?
Yeah, The Final Inquiry.
Now that Paul was...
That Paul was actually really good.
He was that a was really good Paul, because that's how I pictured him. Because he was storming around, hollering at everybody and yelling. Where the Paul and Peter and Paul was more...
Well, he was more intellectual, but he talked like Paul wrote.
Yes. And he did get mad.
He did get mad.
But they didn't show his temper like you imagine it to be.
I don't know. I thought both were excellent. However, The Final Inquiry was... The main characters were very, very good.
Yes.
And a lot of the supporting characters were very, very bad.
Yeah. It was one of those movies.
I mean, they were like barely... They were like, oh, you're so-and-so's cousin? Okay, come on, I'll give you two lines.
Yeah.
You know?
We're not paying you, though.
But it was set. It was beautiful.
It was very pretty. And the woman in the movie was just gorgeous. Breathtaking.
Yeah.
What is that? What is it about Middle Eastern women? I don't understand.
You
got to
watch out for the Middle Eastern women because they get the dark hair arms. They get the dark hair on their arms. And that freaks me out like nobody's business.
But don't look
I can't
the hair
take
their arms,
that.
Their
I don't care
faces.
How pretty. Oh. I don't care how pretty you are. You got the dark hair on your arm. Sorry. It's just, you're out. You're scratched off my list.
You can't
it's
do
a,
it.
It's a deal breaker. But listen, now listen, that ain't what I came to talk here about.
Oh.
Although I do suggest both those movies.
Yes.
Peter and Paul and
The Final Inquiry.
Yes. It's good enough to watch. I mean, it's really
it's
good.
It's historical fiction. You know, it's not a true story, but it's
set was based on Tabitha, who was raised from the dead after.
Yeah, but it wasn't
Peter raised
her story, really.
Yeah, it was just kind of...
Yeah.
You just have to watch it. I mean, it was very good. It was
historical
fiction.
But, we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. It was a good Christian movie, though. All right. Now, but that ain't what I came to talk about.
What'd you come to talk about?
What I came to talk about was that there's Netflix has a thing called the queue. And that's where you go out there and you put the movies that you want to watch. And you can rate them. And you can point out the one you want to see next.
That you want them to mail to you next.
Yeah. So you get number one, number two, number three,
because when
four,
you
nine,
return
five,
a movie, then they send the next one
on
your list.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Me and Faith have been playing this War of the Queue, and it's going to end right now.
No, it's not, because I just fixed it a few minutes ago.
You fixed it again?
I did again, because I had to make sure I took off.
This is what I'm talking about right here. This is what I'm talking about right here.
Listen.
I go out there.
I am saving you money by getting these workout videos on on here that so that I don't go buy them and then not like them.
I'm not worried about the workout videos. You're entitled to your workout video.
Yeah, but I want it now. I don't want to wait for my. I don't want to wait to try because if I like it,
workout video.
I have.
You cannot get another workout video until you return the one.
I'm returning it in the morning. It's sitting on the thing.
Very well then.
I didn't like.
I'm glad
that,
that is established. But what I'm talking about is, I go out there, get all the movies in the order that I want them. I go out there, and all of a sudden,
I
look.
So do I, and you mess them all up.
I went out there today, and I looked at number one was 27 dresses.
Yeah.
27 dresses.
Uh-huh, I want to see that movie.
That
because you know why?
You know what? That's not even my top 40 of want-to-see lists.
You know what? Marriage is about compromise. And the last few movies we've seen have been your choices.
I try to pick movies that I think you would want to see. I didn't pick 27 horror trucks.
You haven't seen it. It's going to be cute. It's a cute, feel funny movie.
Okay. All right. If that's what you want to play, I'm putting 27 horror trucks on the list. 27 zombie horror trucks.
It's not the same thing.
Why is it not the same thing?
Because just because I want to see a movie that you don't necessarily want to see doesn't mean we still can't watch it. You get movies all the time that, you know how long, for like 2 months.
Here we go.
For two
see, this
months,
is why the
I
war
got
continues.
Nothing but stuff I didn't want to see. I got movies every day. We'd get a movie and I'd be like, what is this? Oh, how exciting. And it was like the documentary of how to make dirt. And I'm like,
I did not get how to make dirt.
I don't care.
You're the one who got the movie.
You got the most boring
human
documentaries.
Footprint.
You got, I didn't, that was on the television. It's
still
TiVo'd.
I don't know about boring. Let's watch eggs fall out of a truck for 5 minutes.
Well,
a human being.
I didn't want to see how dirt was made either.
500 million. Why did I get dirt? I did not get a movie called Dirt.
My point is made.
What did I did not get a documentary called Dirt.
You got the most boring documentaries for like 2 months in a row. All we got
Which
were
one
movies
was boring?
I didn't want to see.
Which one was boring?
Either they were really boring.
Which one?
Or
Which
they
one?
Were really bad.
Which one was bad?
Oh my word. We saw, like, they were all like high action death shoot 'em up movies or really, really boring
you can't
documentaries.
Give me one example. Okay, there was one documentary that was beautiful. It was gorgeous. That was a beautifully shot documentary. It was about the monks.
I could have done without that movie. Now, listen.
Now, I will give you that it was enough to make paint fall asleep. Okay? But you have to admit, that was a beautiful 5 or 10 minutes. He got sick of it and turned it off.
You know what? It wasn't a beautiful movie. You know why? Because I don't know. Because I fell asleep after 1 minute.
It was great.
That was the most boring movie I've ever seen. And it was like 2 hours long.
It was about these monks.
And you watched the whole thing.
Who take a vow of silence?
Like over 4 nights it took him to watch the whole thing because he kept falling asleep. I saw like 5 minutes of it because I never could stay awake. Oh,
all I know is if I was one of those monks, I would be taking a vow of sleepiness.
Oh,
that's what
word.
I would be taking a vow of. It was like,
okay.
They don't talk for like 6 months.
All they do is go.
I think that. Actually saying something in Latin.
It's in Latin, but I have no Latin, so I'm
no,
making
so you're
it up.
Just making it up. The only time they get to make any noise is when they sing, and it's beautiful.
Beautifully sleepy.
And it's not just a vow of silence, it's a vow of quietness. They're not supposed to make any noise. They go to links to.
You know what? That wouldn't work. Because the harder I try not to make noise, like in the morning when
Golly,
you're sleeping, the more noise you make.
You think she's naming Chinese kids.
You try to be quiet and you make noise.
I'm
when you don't try
you,
to be quiet, you do make noise.
It is unreal how much noise you can make.
I know. You do the same. Trust me.
I've never made noise.
Because you try to be quiet.
Yes.
You've never made noise. This from the noise.
Can you stay
on
subject? We're talking about Netflix here.
Well, you.
So
just
27
dresses.
The
most boring movie on the world. Who even picks a movie about monks? Who does that? Who goes out on their list and goes, ooh, how interesting, a movie about monks.
It was a highly rated documentary. It was very highly rated.
Who even picks that? Hitler documentaries? Yes. Documentaries about World War II?
Von Hoffer was excellent.
Von Hoffer, very good. Tyndale, the history, you know, the Forbidden Book, very good. All those are very, very good. I liked all of those.
Okay. But I had one bad choice, and you got
because then you had all these like horrible shoot 'em up bloody movies like in a streak. I can't even remember what they were because they're all a big. They were like one big blurry bloody shoot 'em up movie.
I got Daredevil and the one with Jennifer. What's her name?
This was before all that.
Elektra. And I didn't know they were going to be that violent. And you were into seeing them too.
No, those weren't what I was talking about. This is before those. And so I said, you know what?
27 dresses.
I need to take matters into my own hands. There's movies that I want to see too. So
a movie called
I took
Estrogen.
My laptop and I went out and I looked at the movies that were available to see. And I thought, what are movies that I haven't been able to see?
And the top five
and I picked
were
movies that I wanted to see.
Estrogen filled movies.
They were not. Charlie Wilson's War, you wanted to see with me with Tom
Hanks.
It
wasn't even out yet.
Well, neither was 27 Dresses.
Yes, it was. 27 Dresses was released.
What came
it's
available
its
today? Came available
and
today.
This movie called Bella, which
that's
is not even
a,
in
that's
English.
That's not a chick flick, and it isn't. It is too in English.
Atonement was in there, and
Bella is an English movie, and it's a Christian movie that was in the Christian Family Bookstore ad. That's why I picked it up because it was a Christian movie. Right, so don't even start.
In all
with
fairness,
me.
I didn't know that.
Okay, see, don't start blaming me about Estrogen when you didn't even do your homework.
Did my homework? I did my homework. I did my homework.
You did not. You don't have any idea. You're just mad because 27 Dresses is coming. You don't want to see it.
Exactly.
You know what? And you don't have to see it.
27 Dresses.
April can
it's
come over and watch it with me.
About 27 Dresses.
No, it has nothing to do with dresses.
Who picks a movie
it's
about that?
It's a bridesmaid.
That's as bad as I didn't pick 27 Monks.
It's about a girl who's been who's been a bridesmaid in 27 weddings and never gets married. It's a chick flick, I will admit.
Hey, we saw a good chick flick. What was that last year?
Oh,
last
you're going to say that's boring? Seriously, Mr.
No, that
Monk.
Was good. That was good. We saw.
You're going to say 27 Dresses is boring
we
compared
saw a
to
good
the Monks.
Chick, what was that good chick flick we saw? It took place in Boulder, Colorado. It was really good.
With, what's her name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who married Ben Affleck?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
You just said, Elektra.
Yeah, oh, is that her? Was it
yes.
her?
Yes.
It was very good because... I, at first, I was bummed out because the guy dies. Like
we've already talked
the movie
about this
started.
Movie.
Oh, we have?
Yeah, we did an entire review on it.
All right, skip it. So my point here
you
is...
You don't even remember what you've seen.
My point here is that we need to come to some agreement on how
there's
we're
no
going to pick movies. Oh, you're just refusing an agreement.
You know why? Because
you're not even coming to the table of peace. This
you know,
is why
listen,
nothing gets worked out in the Middle East.
Listen, you know why? Because for 2 years, I let you pick every movie. I said, add this movie to the queue. And so then I thought, you know what? I'm
I
a big
did
girl.
Add your movies to the queue.
And I'm still talking. So then I went out and I thought, I know how to use a computer. I can go out and check. So I did, and I started adding movies. But I just added them, and because I didn't understand the system, you know, that I had to, like, put. So I'm like, why are my movies never coming? How come we're only seeing Brad's movies and my movies? Because he always stuck away at the bottom. That's why. So then I thought, I went one day, and I saw the little number system, and I thought, maybe I could put one of my movies up at the top so we could see one of my movies instead of having to watch yours all the time. So I did, you big selfish man.
Look. Missy, we're going to have to come to some agreement, because guess what?
There's no agreement, because the next movies
I get
coming
the emails.
Are 27 Dresses, and
Cause
it's
I get
on
the
its
emails.
Way.
I get the emails
and
that tell me when a movie was returned, so I can go out and change it whenever
firm and
I want.
Fit. Do you want me to have a firm and fit body or not?
I like you. You do
okay,
have a firm and fit
well
body.
Then, let me have my new workout video, because
I like
the last one I have from her.
This is not about your workout videos. Not about that. Don't make it about that, because it ain't about that.
Okay. Well, then, I don't know what you're upset about, because the next one after 27 Dresses is the Kevin Costner movie you wanted.
I know, because I put it at the top of the list.
I had it next.
No, it was down there below Atonement.
No, that
I didn't
Atonement,
want to see Atonement
was not even released yet. The movies that were ahead of it
Atonement.
Are not released. And so the Kevin Costner
I don't even know what Atonement
next.
Is. What is Atonement, anyway? Some biblical term. Can't be any good. It's got pictures of women on the front of it.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Why?
I'm done.
All right. So there's no peace.
Nope. None.
And you're not going to come to any agreement
nope.
with me.
Because you don't care. Because you'll just go out and change it
no,
when
I said,
I'm not looking.
I said, let's come up to some agreement so that doesn't happen. So we don't fight over it the whole time.
You want an agreement? You put one up on top, and I'll put one up on top. So we get each one that we like every time.
Can't we?
That's compromise.
Okay, but then
except
I'm gonna...
for that, I always have to be able to get a workout video to try.
I didn't get a...
So that,
stop making this about your workout videos!
Since you added a third one, that was very handy. So the third one can always be one of those. But
thank you very much. Okay.
I only have two more that I want to try.
But then I'm
going to
get King Kong, and you're not going to watch it with me, and I don't want to get movies you're not going to watch with me. I want to get your...
King Kong?
See, that's what I mean. I want to watch King Kong with Jack Black, but you don't want to see it. So if I just put a movie up there I want to see, then we get it, and then you're not going to want to watch it with me, and then I don't want to watch it because I want to sit down and watch a movie with you.
But I do watch them with you.
But
that's the difference. I watch them with you.
Did I not watch the Boulder movie? I watched
that
the Boulder
movie. That was
a movie
that we both wanted to see. It wasn't a chick flick. Nah, it really. Was like a... It had what's his name in it? Silent Bob.
I wasn't all that excited about it. I didn't know what it was.
I didn't either.
Until you put it in.
I didn't either.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying it wasn't something we picked out together. Okay. But I liked it.
I didn't say we picked it.
Hello, Two Blind Squirrels. My name is Alvin. I've been listening to you guys for a little while, actually, and I'm new. Well, I'm not even part of the forum. I don't know how to join it.
I didn't cut you off on purpose. I just started playing. We're not getting anywhere, so I thought I'd let somebody else talk.
All righty then, Elvin.
I signed up for you guys on the website, but I was calling in to ask a question. Why are the shows 30 minutes? Is it because the computers are designed that way? I know you guys have problems with the software, but why are they 30 minutes? Why not an hour? Why not an hour 30? Because I could use a little bit more on the commute to home. But just dropping by and... Digi Force on the forums. Well, like I said, I don't think I joined the forums yet, but stopping by. See you.
Cool. You know why they're not an hour? Because...
Or an hour 30.
An hour and 30?
Because, let's see, that would take us... I mean, that means we'd be up till...
forever.
Tomorrow sometime.
We never get anything. We would never, ever do anything but
record.
What
do you think we do? You think we sit here and do this all the time? I mean, yeah, if you were to pay us, then yeah, we'll record an hour and a half a day. But
I'd get awful sick of you.
What is that supposed to mean?
Just sit here and look at you all day. I mean, you know, it takes all the mystery out of it when you stare at your spouse all day.
What are we going to talk about for an hour and a half every day?
You got to go away so we have something to talk about.
You see what you've started, Alvin? No, Alvin, seriously, we can only do about 20, 30 minutes a show because that's all we got, man. That's all the time we got. And it'll get...
And actually, they're getting... They were longer. But Charlie used to sit with his watch and go...
That's right.
And he'd hit his watch.
Short shows, man. Short shows.
So Brad still got that in his head.
Yeah.
But I just jibber-jabber until... Yeah.
Well, we just found out it works better at 20 minutes. We used to do 40-minute shows. And in fact, one time we did an hour show.
You did?
That was the marathon show. Yes, we did in a full hour. But man, it's a long time trying to think of stuff to talk about.
I mean, seriously, you have a hard time thinking of stuff to talk about. Seriously.
For an hour solid without taking a break?
With me, you don't.
No, maybe not with you. Huh. Me and you could do an hour show. Maybe we'll do a marathon show one of these days.
We could do hour shows every time.
Not every time.
We get off on rabbit trails all the time.
This is true.
Speaking of which, you get me off track.
What? Netflix. I'm talking about Alvin now. We're talking about Alvin now. We've already left Netflix. Okay.
It's fine.
Until you're ready to make a peace truce and work out a compromise.
You're not ready to compromise either.
I am too. I came to the table.
With what?
With the sword put away.
With what?
With a peace treaty.
What's your treaty? You didn't even give one.
I said, let's sit down together and pick out the movies that we both want to see. You bring some movies you want to see, and I'll say, yeah, okay, I want to see this one. And I'm not saying you can't put them all on the list, but let's order them in a sense of which one movies we both want to see the most.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said you put a movie up there, and I put a movie up there. Then you're going to end up with 27 dresses, and I'm going to end up with King Kong, and we're both going to be sitting in different rooms watching different movies.
We wouldn't, because I would watch your movie. Like I always do. Whether I want to or not, I always watch the movies.
Okay.
And you can't say I don't.
You don't always watch the movies. If you don't want to see a movie, you just fall asleep. And you can't say you don't.
It is not that I admit. I don't make myself fall asleep.
Mechanism.
It is not.
She's like a fainting goat.
Listen, now, I don't fall asleep. I try to stay awake even on movies that I like. And I can't help it because I'm tired. Do you know what I do all day?
I'm so awake. I cracked myself up.
And excuse me, I don't think you should call your wife a goat.
I just called my wife a goat and got away with it, at least for a few seconds.
I don't even know what the heck a fainting goat is.
I'm sorry.
You know what you are? You're a fainting something else, but I won't say it.
No, wait, just a darn minute there. This is a family show. Ooh, Nelly.
There's too many animals in
this
house.
Who's calling us on the phone? All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to catch my breath, and we're going to answer the phone. Be right back. Okay, we're back.
Yeah.
Two shows in one, sort
good,
of.
Good grief. I run to the neighbors and...
Yeah, a neighbor had an emergency because she couldn't get her the medicine top off her bottle. And
yeah.
She's what, 174, 173, something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, at least. Yeah. Like 80.
180?
82 or 83,
182,
something like that.
182, okay. Well, anyway, she's a sweet lady.
A little younger than Meemaw.
Takes care of Helen.
Mm-hmm.
For us,
mm-hmm.
on occasion, or I don't know who's taking care of who, but they spend time together.
Well, her body is frail, but
her mind is strong.
Her mind is very, very strong, and she was a school teacher for mm-hmm. grade school teacher for many, many years. And so Helen loves to go over there because she always teaches or something, and they watch Shirley Temple movies,
which doesn't hurt. All right, now we were discussing Alvin. Alvin wanted to know why we didn't do 100 hour shows.
We already did all that.
We already did that. So let's move on with the next one.
Okay.
Hello, Dope Squirrels. This is Alvin. I didn't like my first recording, so I'm calling back.
Oh.
Probably because I was nervous since that was my first recording.
Same thing.
Why do you guys have 30-minute shows? It's because you can't hold them any longer? Yeah, I know this sounds kind of dumb because I'm saying that.
Well, I can't hold it any longer than 30 minutes, so that has something to do
it's
with it.
It's not good for you. You're getting an infection.
Again, but,
that's right.
I don't like the and the oohs and the dead time. Don't like dead time, so I'm calling to say it again. I'll try to abide by the one-minute rule. I'm DigiForce on the forums. Wait, I just said that. I'm not even on the forums. I don't know how to join. How are you doing the forums?
You know, man, if I knew, I'd tell you. But I don't know. But Brad will help you.
I like Alvin.
Yeah.
I like him. He's spontaneously
cool.
Cool, yeah.
I saw a couple of things I thought I could answer on there. A bunch of computers. I'm a computer nerd.
You're a computer nerd and you can't figure out how to join the forum? That's not good.
No.
MyLifeMinistries.org/forums. Okay. Then when you get there.
Really? You're going to do this right now?
Yeah, I'm going to do this right now. When you get there, you will see the board.
Do I have time to go get something to eat
No. Click here to see entire community. If you want to go there, I think you already joined there, actually. That's the social site. But if you just want to join the forums, there's a place right to the right there that says register. Register. Did I say register?
Excuse you.
Excuse me. Register. You click on that, and you register. You fill in the little blanks. That's all there is to it. Then it sends me an email.
And you give yourself a name and everything.
It right there. You just pick whatever name you want.
Oh.
Just type in whatever name you want. But then that sends me an email, and then right now it's sending me an email, and I have to activate it. But I'm trying to figure out how to change that so that it's self-activating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that works.
Yeah, but you don't want it self-activating, because what if somebody puts their username as some weird, obscene thing?
Then I'll delete it. We have moderators for that.
Oh, okay.
We'll ban them and send them nasty emails telling them that they need to be saved. And
That'll get them.
That'll get them.
Yeah, send them nasty emails. That always saves the people.
Yeah.
My favorite episode was when Disney sued, because you guys were geeking it up, and I like it when it's geeked up. But I just call.
That was me and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
We were geeking it up on that one.
Come on by. I'm going to start calling a lot, because I listen a lot.
Good.
So, hasta luego and hasta la vista. Bye.
What's hasta luego?
Oh.
See you something.
See you later.
Hasta, see you. I don't know.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Baby.
I don't know.
He said hasta luego.
I don't know. 3 years of Spanish, I don't know.
I bet
she'd know.
I bet you Ardelia would know.
Mm-hmm. Hola all, we need to hear with your verse for today, Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
Go ahead. I'm waiting for it. Come on. Bring it on.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always.
Okay, that's enough.
My kids were little. We used to watch a show called Gospel Bill. One of the characters on the show, Nicodemus, sang a song about rejoicing, rejoicing in all things always.
Is she going to sing
it? When Faith was talking about praising the Lord, it reminded me of that song and the fact that, yes, we should rejoice and praise the Lord for everything. It won't change the situation, but it will change your attitude toward the situation and put that situation where it belongs in the Lord's hands. So go out today with a joyful spirit and thank the Lord for all things that he brings into your life. Benediciones, mi ardillas, y alba al Señor en todas cosas. Now back to our squirrel power couple.
She kind of faded there at the end. A squirrel power couple. Wasn't you sure about that? I don't guess. All right. Well, there you go.
Any more callers?
There it is. Yeah, but not today.
Oh, okay.
Not today. Alvin's enough.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, he filled it up.
Alvin the chipmunk.
He's not a chipmunk. Did he sound like a chipmunk to you?
No, but he is to me. That's what his. You don't have to sound like a chipmunk.
Just because his name is Alvin does not mean he's a chipmunk.
I don't care.
You don't care. He's a chipmunk to you.
He's a chipmunk to me.
Great.
That's all I'm saying.
Fine. I have to deal with this.
Why?
Because it'll come on the forums or it'll send me an email.
Why? We talked about this like last week or whenever that was. And nobody ever said anything.
All right.
Uh huh.
Okay. Good.
We have to go because
yes.
Because we have to discuss how we're going to fix our Netflix lack of communication.
I thought we already decided. It's done.
Oh.
I've put my foot
where
down.
Where was I? Okay.
No, literally, I put my foot down over here on this cord.
On the cord?
Yeah, it kind of stuck there.
Okay.
Anyway, so thanks for joining us. We have big news.
We do?
Yes. Yes. Oh. Big news. Big news.
Do I know this big news?
Probably not, no.
Oh, okay. Well, then you have big news.
I have big news.
Okay.
But I'm going to save it till tomorrow. Because it's that big.
Exciting.
Yeah. It's a little exciting, I have to say.
Okay.
A little bit.
Okay.
It is.
I believe you.
Okay.
Okay.
Two blonde squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in his presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.